Kenny, I know our Monday and our away game, but Clip to Cork, your thoughts on that game ahead?
Well, it's going to be a tough game because, you know, Cork, I don't know, have they conceded any goals in their home ground this season? So there's lots of challenges there for us, but we have to be above that and we have to make sure we've got a different level of confidence and mentality going into the game, and I'm sure we can do that and get something from the game at least.
Would you say confidence? Yeah, you spoke on Friday night about the team's morale being down, their confidence being down. What do you do today to maybe get the team prepared for tomorrow, get that confidence up for that game?
Yeah, well, I think we have to start. Obviously, with two away games now, but the Brandywell is a different place to go to now than it was 4 weeks ago. And we need to get the apathy removed. It's not easy because, understandably, the supporters are concerned at our run of results. And the players were put on this pedestal and I warned against it. And it's put them in a situation where, you know, they have to understand that if people love them, all of a sudden they can change so easily. It's governed by performance, and the performances haven't been as good as what we want, nowhere near it. So we're trying to change that.
Coach Kenny, social media over the weekend after Friday night's game, a lot of ones are concerned about the amount of players leaving the club. Can you give a name? You said on Friday night you have three players coming in. Can you name any of them?
You named one of them there now, social media. He's a really good player, social media. You know, that's... The game isn't played on social media. It's played on the football field.
But the fans are concerned of how many players are leaving the club. Is there any inkling of who's coming in, who you are signing over the next few weeks? Just maybe to give the fans that wee bit of a boost of what they expect you're going to bring in next
to
the club.
I can remember if we go back a couple of months, I said, look, you guys put me under so much pressure to give a name. In my experience, I should have more sense. So I did explain that Sean Kavanagh would be coming, but to keep it quiet. And then it's out in the media for some reason and it spoiled it all, so he went to Shamrock Rovers. So that's an example of naming names before you have them on paper. But we have Dean's coming, my son's coming in July on a pre-contract, and I've got two others that are coming this week, towards the end of next week, and that's three. And I'm not naming names because other clubs will dive in and take them, and I don't blame other clubs for that. That's part of the game. But I'm certainly not going to name names this morning.
Is Dean coming for the rest of the season, or is it a year and a half deal?
It's a year and a half deal he's coming for.
That's good. Ken, what is the team news now for tomorrow night?
Rory Patterson's back. You know, people have been very critical of Rory. I hear them all the time, but he's come in and done... you could see... When he wasn't there on Friday night, we didn't get a linkage to get the team into the last third of the pitch. So the work that Rory does for the team, people don't see it. And it's important that we recognise how we missed him. So he'll be fresh coming into this game.